Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, I was just on the phone with someone to get a refund for 4 unauthorized charges on my account.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name? Also, your mailing address, please.
Kaylin Waller, 1600 Brandy Lane, Carterville, Illinois, 62918.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on this information to load. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. Okay. So it looks like here in KitchenAid was ordered. Looks like this was back on August 29th for $7.95. So usually that charge is created through receiving an email or doing a survey letting you know you have a KitchenAid as a free gift by winning the sweepstakes offer. So you never received an email or did a survey concerning that?
No, I said I authorized a $7.95 charge. I thought I was purchasing a KitchenAid. I never got a KitchenAid or anything else except lots of other charges on my account. So my bank says those will be considered fraud, but it will be faster to try to get a refund directly from you guys because you should refund them since I didn't authorize them. So okay. I'd like to get a refund for the 4 charges I did not authorize after $7.95 that keep showing up for random things such as utilities or transportation on my account.
Okay. So basically in the terms and conditions when you paid the $7.95 and entered into the sweepstakes, that is where it stated that you would be getting a $125 voucher and that it has a membership fee of $56.95. So it is usually a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 50% refund.
No, I need to have a full refund or else my bank said that they will cover it under fighting it with fraud with you guys. So I'd like a full refund. I never got any kind of voucher. I never got any kind of anything. And so I'd like a for those charges, please.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I understand, but it is not fraud with you agreeing to those terms and conditions. But as a courtesy, I did go ahead and do a full refund, and that can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
Okay, what did you refund? Because there are 4 charges.
It was $56.95. That was on November 6th.
Okay. Well, there's $56.95 on 2 other dates as well. So I'd like those to be refunded as well.
Okay. Well, you were already refunded for the one that was on December 8th by the last representative. As far as the October 2nd charge of $56.95, I can do a 50% refund for you as a courtesy out of that one.
No, I'd like a full refund, please, like I said.
Okay, well, you were refunded in full. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days. And
okay, for which charge then? Because like I said,
It was for all of them.
So I was refunded on for the October 2nd date, $56.95. Okay, and what about the November 30th for $39.99?
Okay, well, I can do a 50% refund out of that charge as a courtesy.
No, like I said, I'm going to need a full refund because I didn't authorize these charges. So I need to know which ones you're refunding, and then I'll take the rest to my bank if you're not going to.
Okay. You were refunded in full, ma'am, for all of the charges. That was November, December, both of the Novembers because there's 2 in November, 1 on the 30th and 1 on the 6th, and also October. So you were refunded in full for all of the charges that can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'll look for a refund on my bank statement. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.